Thank you for coming to the show. For the pre-show. Yeah, thanks for being guys for being here tonight. This is Problem of Addictions. If you haven't seen one of our shows before, we are a series of staged readings that we'll do something every couple of months. Normally Shakespeare, sometimes the Greeks. Tonight, Henry Fielding. He claiming it was Shakespeare. He wrote it in 1731. This is his play making fun of everyone else's melodramatic plays. You can find the text online, and virtually every line, he's got a little footnote saying, so-and-so stole this line. There's King Arthur, who's married to Queen Dalalala, not Winter. Not sure where she went. Their daughter, Princess Hunkamunka. Excellent name. Tom Thumb the Giant Slayer, who is a wee little man. Let's see, everyone dies? Anything else they need to know? Swords, guts, death.
Not everybody dies.
I live. You live?
Yeah,
Merlin doesn't die.
Spoiler alert.
The ghost does not die. Spoiler alert. The ghost doesn't die. You ready?
Not quite?
Okay. Keep talking. What other things to say?
Keep talking.
Where do we usually perform? Everywhere. Oh, tell you what.
Simultaneously.
In November 7th and 8th, I believe, we're going to be doing Julius Caesar at Gorgas Library in room 205. So that's going to be our next event for the fall. I may be able to talk Susie Johnson into directing something else in the meantime. Maybe Pericles?
Sure, why not?
I'll just make it up on the spot.
I love it. Anything you want, I'll do it.
And we've got another couple shows prepared or that we're planning for the spring. We bounced around between This Is a Venue, Gorgas.
For the people post college, do you have like a Facebook page?
We are on Facebook, and we're also online at improbablefictions.wordpress.com. Okay. And we always do casting calls, so if you guys want to be not just there, but also on this side of the fence, we're always looking for people to help out. Our actors are from school, from community, from everywhere. Check us out on Facebook, check us out on work at wordpress.com, and we'll have more shows coming in a few months.
May I also want to point out to Kentuck and Ice Water.
Water contributions to Kentuck. Thank you, Kentuck, for letting us use the stage. One reason we don't have a regular venue is because everything we do is 100% free. We have no budget. We can't pay for venues. We don't charge for seats. We just want people to come and have fun. So, without further ado, tragedy of tragedy.
Surely such a day as this was never seen. The sun himself on this auspicious day shines like a bow in a new birthday suit. This down the seams embroidered, bent the beams, all nature wears one universal grin.
Oh, this day, Mr. Doodle, is a day indeed, a day we never saw before. The mighty Thomas Thumb victorious comes. Millions of giants crowd his chariot wheels. Giants, they frown, they foam, they roar, while Thumb, regardless of their noise, rides on. So some cock sparrow in a farmer's yard pops at the head of a huge flock of turkeys.
When Goody Thumb first brought this Thomas forth, the genius of our land triumphant reigned. Then, O Arthur, did genius reign.
They tell me, it is whispered in the books of all our sages, that this mighty hero, by Merlin's art begot, hath not a bone within his skin, but is a lump of gristle.
Then 'tis gristle of no mortal kind. Some god, my noodle, stepped into the place of Gaffer Tom, and more than half begot this mighty Tom.
Oh, sure, he is a sent expressed from heaven to be the pillar of our stiffness. Though small his body be, so very small, a chairman's leg is more than twice as large, yet is his soul like any mountain big. And as a mountain once brought forth a mouse, so doth a mouse contain a mighty mountain.
Mountain indeed, so terrible his name. The giant nurses frighten children with it, and cry, Tom Thumb is come, and if you are naughty, we'll surely take the child away.
Hark! These trumpets speak of the king's approach!
He comes most likely from my petition.
Let nothing but a face of joy appear. The man who frowns this day shall lose his head, that he may have no face to frown withal. Smile, Dalilah! The wrinkled sorrow hangs, its lies, frowns upon thy knitted brow. Whence flow these tears, fast down thy blubbered cheeks, like a swollen gutter gushing through the streets?
Excess of joy, my lord, I've heard folks say, give tears as certain as excess of grief.
If it be so, let all men cry for joy, till thy whole court be drowned with their tears, nay, till they overflow thy utmost land, and leave me nothing but the sea to rule.
My liege, I a petition have here gone.
Petition me no petition, sir, today. Let other hours be set apart for business. Today it is our pleasure to be drunk, and this our queen shall be as drunk as we.
Oh, I already half seas over am. If the capacious goblet overflow with a rack punch, for George, I'll see it out. Of rum and brandy, I'll taste not a drop.
The warrior comes, the great Tom Thumb, the little hero, giant cunning boy, preserver of my kingdom has arrived. Oh, welcome most welcome, my arms. What gratitude can thank away the debt your valor lays upon me?
Oh, ye gods!
Well, I'm not thanked at all. I'm thanked enough. I have done my duty. I've done no more.
Was ever such a godlike creature seen?
Thy modesty's a candle to thy merit. It shines itself and shows thy merit too. But say, my boy, where didst thou leave the giants?
My liege, without the castle gates they stand. The castle gates too low for their admittance.
What look they like?
Like nothing but themselves.
And sure, thou art nothing but thyself.
Enough. The vast idea fills my soul. I see them. Yes, I see them now before me. The monstrous, ugly, barbarous sons of whores. But what form majestic strikes our eyes? So perfect that it seems to have been drawn by all the gods in council. So fair she is, that surely at her birth the council paused, and then at length cried out, this is a woman.
Then were the gods mistaken. She's not a woman, but a giantess, whom we, with much ado, have made a shift to all within the town. For she is by a foot shorter than all her subjects' giants are.
Oh, we yesterday were both a queen and wife. 100,000 giants owned our sway, 20 whereof were married to ourselves.
Oh, happy state of giantism, where husbands like mushrooms grow. While hapless, we are forced to be content. Nay, happy, thought with one.
Then to lose them all in one black day, that the same sun which rising saw me wife to 20 giants. Setting should behold me widowed of them all. My worn out heart, that ship leaks fast, and the great heavy lading, my soul, quickly sinks.
Madam, believe I view your sorrows with a woman's eyes, but learn to bear them with what strength you may. Tomorrow we will have our grenadiers drawn out before you, and you then shall choose what husbands you think fit.
Madam, I am your most obedient and most humble servant.
Think, mighty princess, think this court your own. Nor think the landlord me, this house my inn. Call for whatever you will, you'll nothing pay. You'll a sudden pain within my breast. Nor know I whether it arise from love or only the wind call it. Time must show. Oh, thumb! There's a do we to thy valor owe? Ask some reward, great as we can bestow.
I ask not kingdoms, I can conquer those. I ask not money, money I've enough. For what I've done, what I mean to do, for giants slain, and giants yet unborn, which I will slay. If this be called a debt, take my receipt in full. I ask but this, to sun myself in Hunkamunka's eyes.
Oh, prodigious bold request.
My heart is at the threshold of your mouth and waits its answer there. Oh, do not frown. I've tried to reason's tune, to tune my soul, but love did overwind and crack the string. Though Jove in thunder had cried out, you shan't. I should have loved her still, for oh, strange fate. Then when I loved her least, I loved her most.
It is resolved. The princess is your own.
Oh, happy, 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 happy thumb!
Consider, sir, reward your soldier's merit, but give not Hunkamunka to Tom Thumb!
Tom Thumb! Odd Zooks, my wide extended realm, knows not a name so glorious as Tom Thumb. Let Rome her Caesars and her Scipios show, let Macedonia Alexander boast, her Messieurs France, let Holland boast mine heirs, Ireland her owes, her Max, let Scotland boast, let England boast no other than Tom Thumb.
Though greater yet his boasted merit was, he shall not have my daughter, that is pos.
Ha! Sayest thou, Dalla-Lalla?
I say he shan't.
Then by our royal self we swear you lie.
Who but a dog? Who but a dog would use me as thou dost? Me, who have lain these 20 years so loving by thy side. But I will be revenged. I'll hang myself. Then tremble all who did this match persuade, for riding on a cat from high I'll fall, and squirt down royal vengeance on you all.
Her Majesty, the Queen is in a passion.
Be she or be she not, I'll to the girl and pave the way, O Thumb. Now, by ourselves we were indeed a pretty king of clouds to truckle to her will. For when by force or art the wife her husband overreaches, give him the petticoat and her the breeches.
Oh, whisper ye winds, that Hunkamunka's mine. Echoes repeat, that Hunkamunka's mine. The dreadful business of the war is o'er, and beauty, heavenly beauty, crowns my toils. I have thrown the bloody garment now aside, and hymeneal sweets invite my bride.
What art thou, Grizzle?
What now thy glories? Where are the drums that wakened thee to honor? Greatness is a lace coat from Monmouth Street, which fortune lends us for a day to wear. Tomorrow puts it on another's back. The spiteful sun, but yesterday surveyed.
Teach me to scold, prodigious minded Grizzle. Mountain of treason, ugly as the devil. Teach this confounded, hateful mouth of mine to spout forth words as malicious as thyself.
Far be it from my pride to think my tongue your royal lips can in that art instruct wherein you so excel. But may I ask, without offense, wherefore my queen would scold?
Wherefore? Oh, blood and thunder! Hint you her, when every corner of the court resounds, that little thumb will a great man made.
I heard it, I confess. For who, alas, can always stop his ears? But would my teeth, by grinding knives had first been set on edge.
Would I had heard at the still noon of night the hallelujah of fire in every street. God's bombs, I've a mind to hang myself, to think I should a grandmother be made by such a rascal. Sure the king forgets when in a pudding by his mother put the bastard, by a tinker on a stile was dropped. Oh, good Lord Grizzle, can I bear to see him from a pudding mount the throne? Or can, oh, can my hunkamonga bear to take a pudding's offspring in her arms?
Oh, horror! 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 Roar! Seize my queen! Thy voice like 20 screech owls racks my brain!
Then rouse thy spirit! We may yet prevent this hated man!
We will! Not fate itself, should it conspire with Thomas Thumb, should call it. I'll swim through seas, I'll ride upon the clouds, I'll dig the earth, I'll blow out every fire, I'll rave, I'll rant, I'll rise, I'll rush out! Roar! Fierce is the man whom smiling dolphins bore from the prosaic to poetic shore. I'll tear the scoundrel into 20 pieces.
Oh, no! Prevent the match, but hurt him not! For though I would not have him have my daughter, yet can we kill the man that killed the giants?
I tell you, madam, it was all a trick. He made the giants first, and then he killed them. As fox hunters bring foxes to the wood, and then with hounds they drive them out again.
How? Have you seen no giants? Are there not now in the yard 10,000 proper giants?
Indeed, I cannot positively tell, but firmly do believe there is not one.
Hence, from my sight, thou traitor, hie away. By all my stars, thou envious Tom Thumb. Go, sirrah, go, hie away. Hi, thou art a setting dog. Be gone.
Madam, I go. Tom Thumb shall feel the vengeance you have raised. So when two dogs are fighting in the streets, when a third dog, one of the two dogs meets, with angry teeth he bites to the bone, and this dog smarts for what the dog had done.
And whither shall I go? Alackaday, I love Tom Thumb, but must not tell him so. For what's a woman when her virtue's gone? A coat without its lace, wig at a buckle, a stocking with a hole in it. I can't live without my virtue or without Tom Thumb. Let me weigh them in two equal scales. In this scale put my virtue, that Tom Thumb. Alas, Tom Thumb is heavier than my virtue. But hold, perhaps I may be left a widow. This match prevented, then Tom Thumb is mine. In that dear home, I will forget my pain.
Come on, my trusty follower. Come on. This day, discharge thy duty, and at night, a double mug of beer, and beer shall gladly stand here by me. This way must Noodle pass.
No more, no more, O bailiff. Every word inspires my soul with virtue, or I long to meet the enemy in the street and nab him, to lay it resting hands upon his back and drag him trembling to the sponging house.
There, when I have him, I will sponge on him. Oh, glorious thought! By the sun, moon, and stars, I will enjoy it. Though it be in thought, yes, yes, my follower, I will enjoy it.
Enjoy it some other time, for now our prey approaches.
Let us retire.
Trust me, my Noodle, I am wondrous sick. For though I love the gentle hunkamonga, yet at the thought of marriage I grow pale. For oh, but swear thou'lt keep it ever secret. I will unfold a tale, will make thee stare.
I swear by the lovely hunk among us, Johns.
And no, my grandmama hath often said,
Tom, beware of marriage.
Oh, sir, I blush to think a warrior great in arms as you should be affrighted by his grandmama. Can an old woman's empty dreams deter the blooming hero from the virgin's arms? Think of the joy that will your soul alarm when in her fond embraces clapped you lie, while on her panting breast, dissolved in bliss, you pour out all Tom Thumb in every kiss.
Oh, Noodle, thou hast fired my eager soul. Spite of my grandmother, she shall be mine. I'll hug, caress, I'll eat her up with love. Whole days and nights and years shall be too short for our enjoyment. Every sun shall rise, blushing to see us in our bed together.
Oh, sir! This purpose of your soul pursue.
Ha! Oh, sir, I have an action against you.
At whose suit is it?
At your tailor's suit. Your tailor puts its warrant in my hands, and at his, and I arrest you, sir, at his commands.
Ha! Dogs! Arrest my friend before my face? Think you Tom Thumb will suffer this disgrace? But let vain cowards threaten by their word. Tom Thumb shall show his anger by his sword.
Oh, I am slain.
Oh, I am murdered also. And to the shame, which is the shame below, my baby. Follower, I shall go.
Go to hell, then! What rascals you are! Give your servants to the bailiff there!
Thus perish all the bailiffs in the land, till debtors at noonday shall walk the streets, and no one fear a bailiff or his writ.
Give me some music. See that it be sad.
Oh, pity the love sick maid. Bring thy quiver to her aid. With me glad out the swain. Beauty should never sigh.
Had you loved a grenadier, I would not have wondered at it. Had you fallen in love with something, but to fall in love with nothing?
Cease, my mustache, all thy beauty cease. The zephyr, when in flowery veils it plays, is not so soft, so thumb's breadth. The dove is not so gentle to its
mate. The dove is every bit as proper for a husband. Alas, madam, there's not a beau about the court that looks so little like a man.
He's a perfect
butterfly. A thing without substance, and almost no shadow.
Oh, this rudeness is unseasonable, desist! Or, I shall think this railing comes from love. Tom's a creature of that charming form that no one can abuse unless they love him.
Madam the King.
Let all but Hunkamunga leave the room. Daughter, I have observed of some late some grief unusual in your countenance. Your eyes, that like two open windows used to show the lovely beauty of the rooms within, have now two blinds before them. What is the cause? Say, have you not enough to meat or drink? We've been strict orders not to have you stinted.
Alas, my lord, I value not myself. But once I eat two fowls and half a pig, small is that praise. But oh, a maid may want when she can neither eat nor drink.
What is that?
I'll spare my blushes, but I mean a husband.
Oh, if that be all, I have provided one. A husband great in arms, whose warlike sword streams with yellow blood of slaughtered giants. Whose name is Terra Incognita is known. Whose valor, wisdom, virtue make a noise. Great as the kettle drums of 20 armies.
Whom does my royal father mean?
Tom Thumb!
Oh, is it possible?
The window blinds are gone. A country dance of joy is in your face. Your eyes spit fire, your cheeks grow red as beef.
Oh, there's a magic, magic music in that sound. Enough to turn me into beef indeed. Yes. I will own, since licensed by your word, I'll own Tom Thumb, the cause of all my grief. For him I sighed. I've wept. I've gnawed my sheets.
Oh, thou shalt gnaw thy tender sheets no more. A husband thou shalt have to mumble now.
Oh, happy sound. Henceforth, let no one tell that Hunkamunka shall eat apes in hell. Oh, I am overjoyed.
I see thou art. Joy lightens in thy eyes and thunders from thy brows. Transports like lightning dart along thy soul as a small shot through a hedge.
Oh, say not small.
This news shall on our tongue ride post. Ourself will bear happy news to Thumb. Yet think not, daughter, that your powerful charms must still detain the hero from his arms. There is his duty, there is his delight. Now is his turn to kiss, and now to fight, and now to kiss again. So mighty Jove, when with excessive thundering tired above, comes down to earth and takes a bit, and then flies to his train of thundering back again.
Oh, Hunkamunga. Thy pouting breasts, like kettle drums of brass, beat everlasting loud, alarms of joy, as bright as brass, and oh, as hard. Oh, Hunkamunga. Hunkamunga.
Dost thou know me, princess, and I am, but thus of me you dare to make your game?
Oh, Hunkamunga, well, I know that you a princess are, and a king's daughter too. But love no meanness scorns, no grandeur fears. Love unto lords and to the cellar bears, and bids the sturdy porter come up the stairs. For what's too high for love?
Granting all you say of love were true, my love, alas, is to another due. In vain to me a suitoring you come, for I've already promised to Tom Thumb.
And can my prisoner such a dirgeon wed, one fitter for your pocket than your bed? Oh. Advise by me, the worthless baby shun, or you will never be brought to bed of one. Oh, take me to thy arms and never flinch. Who am a man, by Jupiter, every inch. And while in joys together lost we lie, I'll press thy soul while gods stand wishing by.
If, sir, what you insinuate you prove, all obstacles of promise you remove. For all engagements to a man must fall, whene'er that man is proved no man at all.
Oh, let him seek some dwarf, some fairy miss, where no joint stool must lift him to the kiss. But by the stars in glory, you appear much fitter for a Prussian grenadier. One globe alone on Atlas' shoulder rests. Two globes are less than Hunkamunka's breast. Milky Way is not so wide this flat, and sure thy breasts are full as large as that.
Oh, sir, so strong your eloquence I find, 'tis impossible to be unkind.
Ah, speak that o'er again, and let the sound from one pole to another pole rebound. And sky, each be a battle door, and keep the sound that shuttle cock up an hour. To Doctor's Commons for a license I, swift as an arrow from a bow will fly.
Oh no, lest some disaster we should meet, 'twere better to be married at the fleet.
Forbid it all ye powers, a princess should by that vile place contaminate her blood. My quick return shall to my charmer prove, I travel. Post-horse of love.
Oh, those post-horses to me will seem too slow, though they should fly swift as the gods when they ride on behind that post-boy. Opportunity.
Where's my princess? Where's my Hunkamunka? Where are those eyes, those card matches of love that light up all with love my waxen soul? Where is that face? Which artful nature made in the same mold where Venus' self was cast.
Oh! What music to the ear that's deaf, or a goose by him that has no taste. What are these praises now to me, since I'm promised to another?
Ha! Promised?
Too sure. It is written in the book of fate.
Then I will tear away the leaf wherein it's writ, or fate won't allow so large a gap within its journal book. Huh? I'll blot it out, at least. I need not ask if you are Hunkamunka. Your brandy nose proclaims.
I am a princess, nor need I ask who you are.
A giantess, the queen of those who made and unmade queens.
The man whose chief ambition is to be my sweetheart has destroyed these mighty giants.
Ha! Your sweetheart? Dost thou think the man who hath once worn my easy chains will ever wear thine?
Well, may your chains be easy. Since if fame says true, they've been tried on 20 husbands. Glover boots so many times pulled on may well sit easy on the hand or foot.
Oh, I glory in the number. And when I sit poorly down like thee, content with one, heaven change this face for one as bad as thine.
Oh! Let me see nearer what this beauty is that captivates the heart of men by sores.
Oh. Heaven,
thou art
as ugly as the devil.
Oh, you'd give the best of shoes within your shop to be but half so handsome.
Since you come to that, I'll put my beauty to the test. Tum Thumb, I'm yours, if you with me will go.
Oh, stay, Tum Thumb, and you alone shall fill that bed where 20 giants used to lie. In the balcony that o'erhangs the stage, I've seen a whore two prentices engage. One half a crown does in his fingers hold. The other shows a little piece of gold. She the half guinea wisely does purloin, and leaves the larger and the baser coin. Left, scorned, and loathed for such a shit as this! Feel the storm that's rising in my mind. Tempests, whirlwinds, rise, ground, roar. I'm all within a hurricane. As if the world's four winds.
up with my target. Confusion. Horror.
Murder.
God and death.
Sure, never was so sad a king as I. My life is worn as ragged as a coat a beggar wears. A prince should put it off to love a captive and a giantess. Oh love, how great a king art thou! My tongue's thy trumpet, and thou trumpetest unknown to me, within me. Oh, Glumdalclaw, heaven thee designed a giantess to make, but an angelic soul was shuffled in. I am a multitude of walking griefs, and only on her lips the balm is found to spread a plaster that might cure them all.
What do I hear?
What do I see?
Oh! Ah! Ah, wretched queen!
Oh, wretched king!
Ah!
Oh!
Happy's the wooing. That's not Wong a doing. But my guess right, Tom Thumb, this night shall give being to a new Tom Thumb.
It shall be my endeavor to do so.
Oh, fie upon you, sir, you make me blush.
It is the virgin sign, it suits you well. I know not where, nor how, nor what I am. I'm so transported, I have lost myself.
Oh, forbid it, all ye stars. For you're so small that were you lost, you'd find yourself no more. So, the unhappy seamstress once, they say, her needle in a pottle lost of hay. In vain she looked, and made her moan. For oh, the needle was forever gone.
Long may they live, and love, and propagate, till the whole land be peopled with Tom Thumb. So when the Cheshire cheese a maggot breeds, another and another will succeed. By thousands and 10,000, they increase till one continued maggot fills the rotten cheese.
Sure, nature seems to break her solid chain. Or else unfix the world, and in a rage to hurl it from its axle tree and hinges. All things are so confused. Kings in love? Well, the queen is drunk. The princess married is.
Oh, noodle, hast thou hunkamunka seen?
I've seen a thousand sights this day where none are by the wonderful bitch herself outdone. King, the queen, and all her court are sights.
Darn your delay, you trifler! Are you drunk? Ah. I will not hear one word, but hunkamunka.
By this time, she is married to Tom Thumb.
My hunkamunka?
Your hunkamunka? Tom Thumb's hunkamunka? Every man! Hunkamunka!
If this be true, all womenkind are damned!
If it be not, may I be so
myself! See where she comes. I'll not believe a word against that face upon whose ample brow sits innocence with majesty enthroned. Where has my hunkamunka been? See here, the license in my hand. What means my lovely hunkamunka?
Oh.
I'll speak. Your every word is hum.
You force me still to answer you, Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb, I'm on the rack, I'm in a flame. Tom Thumb, Tom Thumb, Tom Thumb, you love the name.
So pleasing is that sound that were you dumb, you still find a voice to cry, Tom Thumb.
Oh, be not hasty to proclaim my doom. My ample heart is for more than one has room. A maid like me, heaven's formed at least for two. I married him, and I'll marry you.
Dost thou own thy falsehood to my face? Thinkest thou that I will share thy husband's place?
Since to that office one cannot suffice, and since you scorn to dine, one single dish on, go! Get your husband put into commission. Hold this. Hire him. Commissions to the discharge you got at my end, the duty of a husband to your highness. Yeah, think not long. I will my rival bear, thank you. Or unrevenged shall the slighted world bear the gloomy bloody tempest now confined within the hollow caverns of my mind. In dreadful world shall roll along the coasts and cram the bear, shall thin the land of all the men in boasts and cram up every chink of hell with ghosts. So have I seen in some dark winter's day a sudden storm rush down the sky's highway, sweep through the streets with terrible ding-dong, rush through the sprouts and watch whole crowds along the crowded shops, the thronging vermin screen, together cram the dirty and the clean, and not one shoeboy in the street is seen.
No! Fatal rashness should his fury slay my hapless bridegroom on his wedding day. I, who this morn of two choose which to wed, I go again this night alone to bed. Seen some wild, unsettled fool who had her choice of this or that joint stool to give preference to either loathe and fondly coveting to sit on both. While the two stools her sitting heart confound, between them both fall squat upon the ground.
Hail, ye black horrors with ye fairies, goblins, bats, and screech owls, hail! And oh, ye mortal watchmen, whose hoarse throats the immortal ghosts dread croaking counterfeit, all hail! Ye dancing phantoms who by day are some condemned to fast, some feast in fire, now play in churchyards, skipping o'er the graves, to the loud music of the silent bell, all hail!
What noise is this? What villain dares at this dread hour, with feet and voice profane, disturb our royal walls?
One who defines thy empty power to hurt him, one who dares walk in thy bedchamber.
Presumptuous slave, thou diest!
Like others with that word, I am a ghost, I am already dead.
Ye stars! Tis well were thy last hour to come, this moment had been it. Yet, by thy shroud, I'll pull thee backward, squeeze thee to a bladder, till thou dost groan thy nothingness away. Thou fliest, tis well, I thought what the courage of a ghost, yet dare not on thy life. Why say I that, since life thou hast not? Well, dare not walk again, but within these walls on pain of the Red Sea. For if henceforth I ever find thee here, as sure as gun, I'll have thee laid.
Were the Red Sea a sea of Holland's gin, the liquor, when alive, whose very smell I did detest, did loathe, yet for the sake of Thomas Thumb, I would be laid therein.
Ha, said you?
Yes, my liege, I said Tom Thumb, whose father's ghost I am. Once not unknown to mighty Arthur, but I see 'tis true, the dearest friend when dead we all forget.
'Tis he. It is the honest gaffer Thumb. Oh, let me press thee to my eager arms. Thou best of ghosts, thou something more than ghost.
Would I were something more, that we again might feel each other in the warm embrace.
But now I have the advantage of my king, for I feel thee while thou dost not feel me.
But say, thou dearest heir, oh say, what dread important business sends thee back to earth?
Oh, then prepare to hear, which, but to hear, is full enough to send thy spirit hence. Thy subjects up in arms, by Grizzle led, will, ere the rosy-fingered morn shall ope the shutters of the sky, before the gate of this thy royal palace swarming spread. So have I seen the biers in clustered swarm. So have I seen the stars in frosty nights. So have I seen the sand in windy days. So have I seen the ghosts on Pluto's shore. So have I seen the flowers in spring arise. So have I seen the leaves in autumn fall. So have I seen the fruits in summer smile. So have I seen the snow in winter frown.
Damn all thou seen! Dost thou, beneath the shape of Gaffer Thumb, come hither to abuse me with similes to keep me on the rack? Hence, or by the torments of thy hell, I'll run thee through thy body, though thou hast none.
Arthur, beware. I must this moment hence, not frighted by your voice, but by the cocks. Arthur, beware. 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 Strive to avert thy yet impending fate, for if thou art killed today, tomorrow, all thy care will come too late.
Oh, stay, and leave me not uncertain thus. And whilst thou tellest me what's like my fate, or teach me how I may avert it too. Oh, curse be the man who first the simile made. Curse every bard who writes. So have I seen those whose comparisons are just and true, and those who liken things not like at all. The devil is happy when the whole creation can furnish out no simile to his fortune.
What is the cause, my Arthur, that you steal thus silently from Dalalala's breast? Why dost thou leave me in the dark alone, when well thou knowest I'm afraid of sprites?
Oh, Dalalala, do not blame my love. I hope the fumes of last night's punch had laid thy lovely eyelids fast. But oh, I find there is no power in drams to quiet wives. Every morning, as the returning sun, they wake and shine upon their husbands.
Think, oh think, what a surprise it must be to the sun rising to find the vanished world away. What less can be the wretched wife's surprise when stretching out her arms to hold thee fast, she folds her useless bolster in her arms. Think, think on that, oh think, think well on that. I do remember also to have read in Dryden's Ovid's Metamorphoses that Jove in form inanimate did lie with beauteous Danae. And trust me, love, I feared the bolster might have been a Jove.
Oh, come to my arms, thou most virtuous of thy sex. Oh, Dalalala, were all wives like these, so many husbands never had worn horns. Should Hunkamunka of thy worth partake, Tom Thumb indeed were blessed. Oh, that fateful name! Or didst thou know one quarter what I know, then wouldst thou know, alas, what thou wouldst know.
What can I gather hence? Why dost thou speak like men who carry rary shows about? Now you shall see, gentlemen, what you shall see. Oh, tell me more, or thou hast told too much.
Long life attend your majesty's screen. Great Arthur, king, and Dalalala, queen. Lord Grizzle, with a bold, rebellious crowd, advances to the palace, threatening loud. Unless the princess be delivered straight, and the victorious Tom Thumb, without his pate, they're resolved to batter down the gate.
See where the princess comes. Where is Tom Thumb?
Oh, sir, about an hour and a half ago, he sallied out to encounter with the foe and swore, unless his fate had him misled, from Grizzle's shoulders cut off his head. Oh, and serve it up with chocolate in your bed.
Tis well. I find one devil told us both. Come, Dalalala, Hunkamunka, come. We'll wait for the victorious Thumb. In peace and safety we secure may stay, while to his arms we trust the bloody fray. Though men and giants should conspire with gods, he is alone equal to all these odds.
He is indeed a helmet to us all. While he supports, we need not fear to fall. His arm dispatches all things to our wish and serves up every foe's head in a dish. Boy is the mistress of the house of care. While the good cook presents the bill of fare, whether the cod, that northern king of fish, or duck, or goose, or pig adorn the dish, no fears the number of her guests afford, but at her hour she sees the dinner on the board.
Thus far our arms with victory are crowned, for though we have not fought, we have yet founded no enemy to fight with all.
Yet I, methinks, would willingly avoid this day, this 1st of April, to engage our foes.
This day, of all the days of the year I choose, for on this day, my grandmother was born. But I will make Tom Thumb an April Fool. We'll teach his wit an errand it ne'er knew, and send it post to the Elysian shades.
I'm glad to find our army is so stout. Nor does it move my wonder less than joy.
What friends we have, and how we came so strong, I'll softly tell you as we march along.
Oh, Glummy, hast thou seen a day like this? The unborn thunder rumbles o'er our heads, as if the gods meant to unhinge the world, and heaven and earth in wild confusion hurl. Yet will I boldly tread the tottering wall.
Oh, come!
What voice is this I hear?
Tom Thumb!
Again it calls!
Tom Thumb!
It calls again!
Up here, where thou art, I fear thee not.
Thou hast no cause to fear. I am thy friend, Merlin by name, a conjurer by trade, and to my art thou dost thy being owe.
How?
Hear then the mystic getting of Tom Thumb.
His father was a palm and plain, his mother milked a cow. And yet the way to get a son is couple, do not how. Until such time the good old man to learn the world goes, and there to him in great distress in secret manner shows. How in his heart he keeps to have a child from time to come, and to see his heir though it might be no bigger than his son. Of which old Merlin was foretold that he his wish should have, and so a son and so stature small, the charmer to him gave.
Thou curse the past, look up and see the future.
Lost in amazement's gulf, my senses sink. See there, Glumdalka, see another me.
Oh, sight of horror! See, you are devoured by the expanded jaws of a red cow.
Let not these sights deter thy noble mind, for lo, a sight more glorious courts thy eyes. See from afar a theater arise. Their ages yet unborn shall tribute pay to the heroic actions of this day. Then Buscan tragedy at length shall choose thy name, the best supporter of her muse.
Enough. Let every warlike music sound. We fall contented if we fall renowned.
At length the enemy advances nigh. I see them with my ear and hear them with my eye.
Draw all your swords! For liberty we fight, and liberty the mustard is of life.
Are you the man whom men claim Grizzle name?
Are you the much more famed Tom Thumb?
The same.
Come on, our worth upon ourselves will prove. For liberty I fight!
And I... for love?
Get him!
Ah! Ah!
Turn, coward! Turn, nor from a
woman fly.
Go away, thou art too ignoble for my arm.
Go, have it, thy heart!
Nay, then I thrust to thine!
You push too well! You bribe me through the guts! And I am dead.
There's an end of one.
When thou art dead, then there's an end of two. Villain!
Tom Thumb!
Rebel!
Tom Thumb!
Hell!
Honka Monka!
Past it there.
Oh.
For sure, I feel it.
Hell then, like a rebel, as you are, and give my service to the rebels there.
Triumph not, Thumb, nor think thou shalt enjoy thy hunka munka undisturbed. I'll send my ghost to fetch her to the other world. It shall but faint at heaven and then return. But ha! Feel death rumbling in my brains. Some kinder sprite knocks softly at my soul and gently whispers it to haste away. I come. Most willingly I come. So in some city, wife, for country air, to Hampstead or to Highgate does repair, her to make haste, her husband does implore, and cries, my dear, the coach is at the door. With equal wish desirous to be gone, she gets into the coach, and then she cries, drive on.
With those last words, he vomited his soul, which, like whipped cream, the devil will swallow down. Bear off the body, and cut off the head, which I will to the king in triumph lug. Rebellion's dead. And I'll go to breakfast.
Open the prisons and set the wretched free, and bid our treasurer disperse £6 to pay their debts. Let no one weep today. Come, Nala. Curse that odious name. It's so long it takes an hour to speak it. By heavens, I'll change it into doll or lol or any other civil monosyllable that will not tire my tongue. Come, sit thee down. Have seated. Let us view the dancer's sports. Bid advance. This is the wedding day of Princess Hunka Munka and Tom Thumb. Tom Thumb, who wins two victories today, and this way marches Betty Grizzle's head.
Death be my ears, forever blind my eyes. Bum in the tongue, sweet wine, all since it's lost. Owls, grunt bears, hiss, snakes, shriek, all ye gulls.
What does this blockhead mean?
I mean, my liege, only to grace my tale with decent horror, whilst from my garret, two stories high, I looked abroad into the street below. I saw Tom Thumb attended by a mob, 22 shoe boys, twice 24 links, chairmen and porters, hackney coachmen, whores. Aloft, he bore the grisly head of Grizzle. When of a sudden through the streets there came a cow of larger than unusual size. And in a moment, oh yes, oh yes, the rest. And in a moment, swallowed up Tom Thumb.
Shut up again the prisons. Bid my treasurer not to give 3 farthings out. Hang all the culprits, guilty or not, no matter. Ravish virgins, go bid the schoolmasters whip all their boys, and let lawyers, parsons, and physicians loose to rob, impose on, and kill the world.
Her Majesty, the Queen, is in a swoon.
Not so much in a swoon. that I cannot kill the bearer of ill news.
I'm slain!
My love is killed. I will revenge him so.
My mother killed! Vile murderess! Beware!
And pour an old grudge to thy heart.
And this I drive to thine, O Noodle, for a new one.
Murderous vile! Take that! And take thou this! So when the child whom nurse from danger guards sends Jack for mustard and a pack of cards, kings, queens, and knaves throw one another down till the whole pack lies scattered and o'erthrown. So all our pack upon the floor is cast, and all I boast is that I fall the last.
In which we send you away with a song in your hearts or in your heads, perhaps. And if you want to sing along, this is a song without. As all songs are.
La 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 la
miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles and falls down at your door.
Tell your friends if you did not, tell your enemies.
Ah, that's all over the desk. That was part of the show.
That's right. And that mustache.
Hilarious, guys.